General laws and customs. As written in the Rambam brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, the purpose of a fast day is not simply not to eat and drink, but it's to arouse the hearts in true repentance after contemplating the suffering we experience due to our evil ways. Thus, each person is meant to do an accounting of the soul on a fast day. It's brought down in the Shlach Kaddish and other Paiskim that one must be especially careful on a fast day not to get angry. This can especially happen due to lack of food or drink, where we can be a little edgy, and one must be careful not to lose his anger on a fast day. When does the fast begin? As on any fast, the fast begins from Alayt HaShachar, Thursday morning, from daybreak. According to the Alter Rebbe, this is two fluctuating hours, two Zmanis hours, prior to sunrise, which ends up being approximately 120 minutes before sunrise. To get an exact time, one should look at a calendar. Thus, starting from that time and onwards, we're machmir that the fast officially has begun. Regarding if one may eat or drink before this time, so it depends. If one has went to sleep and woke up, then he is not allowed to eat anything, even if it's before 2 hours before sunrise, before Alayt HaShachar, unless he conditioned and stipulated upon going to sleep that he plans on eating when he wakes up. If he did not do so, then he may not eat. However, regarding drinking, even if one did not stipulate he may drink upon waking up before Alayt HaShachar, however, it is preferable for one to make this tonight his condition before going to sleep, even regarding drink. If one did not sleep at night, then of course he is allowed to eat and drink without limitation until the time of Alayt HaShachar. Slightly dozing off is not considered as if one has slept, as is recorded in chapter 564, Halacha 1. Other fast day reminders: pregnant and nursing women are exempt from fasting, and so is the custom. A person who is sick or weak is also exempt from fasting, though those that are weak should speak to a Rav for assurance and guidance in this matter. Women who are after birth are exempt from fasting. Children do not have to fast. Even if they are within 12 years old, the year before they are bar mitzvah, they do not have to fast this fast. In davening, slichas is recited in the morning. The Chabad custom to recite the slichas within the morning prayer of Tachanun. When reciting slichas without a minyan, we must be careful to omit those parts that are not said with a minyan, which are the 13 attributes of mercy, Hashem Hashem, as well as the Aramaic wordings. After the conclusion of Slichas, we recite Avinu Malkeinu, the long Avinu Malkeinu, and we then proceed with the Torah reading of Vayichal. The paragraph of Aneinu is not added in the Shachar's prayer, and is only added an hour Shmin Esrei of Mincha. However, the Chazan of the Shachar's prayer does add Aneinu within his repetition. By Mincha, the order is that we give charity, which is in exchange for the money that we would have spent on a meal. This is called the Igar de Tanisa. We begin with the Torah reading of Vayichal, which is followed by the Haftarah. We then recite Yehalalu, return the sacred Torah to the Ark, and begin the Chetzi Kaddish, and recite Shemin Esrei. In the Shemin Esrei, we do recite Aneinu, and in those areas in Eretz Yisrael that are accustomed to do Nesias Kapayim, if it is after Plaga Mincha, then they may have the Kohen and perform the Siyas Kapayim. Tachanun and Avinu Malkeinu are recited during Mincha of the fast day.